Hey, what's up? This is the Footy on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Wee!
Oh my word! That is quite something! The boy's a star!
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Footy on Paper podcast. My name is Tayo Okonuga. And with me in the studio, as usual, defending champion, Ifeanyi.
Thank you for introducing me properly, you know. After yesterday, I'm a bit down.
Okay.
But, you know, it's good. We're just entering the season with the gold badge.
You
so
you meant to, like, congratulate me.
No. I don't do that. I'm a sore loser. Don't be angry. I want to be like my manager. Okay, no. But we clapped yesterday, so.
Yeah, that was a very good gesture.
Young man, shakes.
Knuckles or whatever.
Sorry, we know they shake again. Yeah. No, please. Yeah.
Stay safe,
y'all.
Let's start with the community shift still, man. Arsenal seem to have found a way to play in big games now. Like, they seem to be scary again, or seem to compete. Let's put it at that.
Arteta has been able to put on what's called his his Diego Simeone hat on when he has some very, very interesting games to play. And I guess the players, because they buy into his ideas, you know, they're ready to work for the team. I mean, look at from the captain, Aubameyang, you know, look at him working tirelessly on the wing, trying to, you know, get things popping, and then...
Yeah. Organized. I think that's the main word.
Organized. Man. I was really impressed with Ainsley Maitland-Niles. He had a very, very, very good game. Man of the match. That penalty, wow.
His birthday and England call-up.
England call-up, man. Perfect day for the young man. Yeah. I think he's had a lot of critics in the past. And he's, you know, he's finally starting to come good, I guess, for Arsenal and hopefully for England one day. The game went really well. I felt like Liverpool were very, very rusty up front. I think no shots in the first half, which isn't normally like them.
It's not Liverpool like.
Yeah. And maybe it's going to take a while for Nico Williams to come through. And I'm not expecting him to have as many assists, you know, or create as many chances as Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Him to be a right back.
Yes.
Just a right back.
I mean, you put in a few crosses, you know, help with the team, you know, give the pass to the assist or whatever. He shows a lot of promise, you know. He's ambidextrous, can cross, can dribble as well, you know. I think he attempts more dribbles, I think, than Trent, at least based off the eye test. The team in general is showing in midfield that they don't have someone who can play that forward pass, you know, that can split the lines.
Ask you that question still, like, because you seem to have Liverpool seem to have problems with the low block teams.
Well, my number 10 wasn't on the pitch, you know. Unfortunately, it wasn't
even when he's on the pitch. Man.
Even when
there's a reason why Klopp is looking for that kind of player, that creative outlet.
When Naby came, when Naby and Minamino came on, you know, they really affected the game, especially Naby, you know.
Yeah.
He's very, very progressive. And I think, honestly, Naby might actually be half hoping that we don't get Thiago because...
You might need more than that. That's the point.
More than Naby?
Yes.
I think he's very good. And I feel like this is the season.
No doubt about that. But sometimes you might just, like, that game yesterday, now, Arsenal got the goal. I just went to sit back and defend. So that kind of game now, you won't probably need like a defensive midfielder anymore. You understand? You won't need that. You might just need, okay, two creative people that could like unlock this thing.
Like a Jorginho type person.
Yes, you could say that. But my point now, because he keeps on looking for this type of player. Man. He tried his best to get Fekir. It didn't work for some reason. We don't know. Now Thiago, you understand? But everybody's saying, will it happen? Will it not happen?
So, apparently, I'm hearing that he, in 6 months' time, we'll be able to get him on a free. That's if he decides to come to us. But then...
He's not ready to wait now.
That's the problem. And, you know, other clubs will definitely come in. Look at the Timo Werner situation, you know.
Yeah.
Chelsea swooped in. You'd think that maybe a club like United will be looking at someone like Thiago. For 30 million, that's a very good price. He's 29. That's a very good age for a midfielder, you know. Still has at least 4 more years in his legs.
Okay. And, so, like, you agree... That you guys need like the extra, like creative midfielder.
Yes, Jorginho Wijnaldum really hasn't shown that he has that. I don't know. Yeah, he's a box to box guy. Really, doesn't really have that. I guess I don't say intelligence because sounds a little racist, but he's just not that type of player to play that. You know, that forward pass. It's just not his thing.
Okay.
And frankly, one other player I think that could actually do that job, but he's just not always available. Jordan Henderson. He can actually do that.
He'll be back for the first game of the season.
Yeah.
Him and Matt.
Yeah. It's funny how people don't really talk about Jordan Henderson when it comes to that, but that's really something that's part of his game, and he can do that as well.
Okay, quickly. Targets realistically for both teams. Quickly.
Arsenal, I think, realistically, will want to make it. I saw how they played, and if they can, you know, dominate the smaller teams, mm-hmm. and, you know, do very well in the big games, you know.
We're talking about, what about signings? Do you think they still need to, like, strengthen?
I think they've signed as best as they can. Yes, now. So far, we hear that they have some other deals with regards to, you know, the midfield, and then trying to get Aubameyang to sign that new contract. I think that's very important as well. You want your best player settled in the club. So they still have some work to do. I think the window closes in October. October 5th. So let's see how it goes.
Liverpool. If you don't sign, do you feel like you can still challenge? Like, okay, let me not say challenge. Win, defend the title.
I believe we can. Mm. We're going to need some luck with injuries, definitely. Mm-hmm. And need at least 1, 2, 3 youngins to step up.
Okay. Let's see how it goes, son. Let's take a break.
All right, people. A new season is here. Still repping your team always. Update you get with Jersey County today. It doesn't matter what team you support. Real Madrid, Man United, Lakers or the Warriors, we got you covered. For more info, call 080-747-26223. You can also follow us on social media at Jersey County NG, both on Twitter and Instagram. Stay cool.
All right, so Lionel Messi, you know, the GOAT, greatest of all time. And, well, according to most people, Sha.
According to me, yeah, me.
You, okay, you, yeah. Okay, fine.
So, well, you, who's your GOAT?
Lionel Messi now.
So, why? What was the first about?
I don't know, we're journalists now. We're meant to, you know, Shalaismo. Okay. Anyway, yeah, he said that, you know, he's tired, he wants to leave. I think he's had, how many years at Barcelona now? He spent what?
Over two decades
at Barcelona, you know, he got there as a baby. Now he's a big man and he wants to leave. But there's an issue. Barcelona don't want him to leave. La Liga obviously don't want him to leave as well. He's their biggest attraction, you know. And today they had their preseason, I think, fitness checks. And he refused to show up. There was only a picture of the kid, what's he called, crying on the road. So just let me know, what do you think? What do you think was going on with that? First of all, do you think that Barcelona acting in good faith by ignoring, what's it called? You know, there was a clause in his contract that allowed him to leave on a free in June, I think.
Yeah.
But that, you know, because of the coronavirus and everything now. Now, La Liga has come out to support Barcelona's statement that Messi cannot leave.
That the because 700 million euros.
That's his release clause. Everyone wants to buy him, yeah. How do you feel about that?
First of all, Sha, this situation is best down from the board. Because, like, first of all, Messi is not the kind of person that comes out to be speaking and talking to the press and everything. But this season, he has done that a lot. He argued with Abidal because Abidal was saying, like, some players are not playing for the team, some players are not playing for the coach, that was Valverde. He argued with that. He was like, Abidal should name the players, what was he saying? And if you look at it, they've been too dependent on him. You understand? The signings have been bad, unlucky with Dembele, always injured. Suarez is, what, 34? They're still depending on him. They've not gotten, like, a proper backup for him. Griezmann was very poor this season. You're bringing Arturo Vidal that is almost, no disrespect, done with his career. You get, like...
I feel like he just comes on and gets fouls and then just hypes players. Yeah. He's the hype man.
I think all these things, he's looking at it and he's looking like, obviously, I want to win one more Champions League. I want to still be the best player in the world. And then I think it's time for me to go. Okay, the problem now is Barcelona are going through, like, a transitional phase. They brought in a new coach now. And then they will probably promise that coach that Messi stays as Ronald Koeman. So the whole thing is all sketchy. The whole thing is all crazy. Because first of all, he's your best player. Why would you put that in his contract? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't put that in his contract, man. And then guess who advised him? the Barcelona lawyers advised him.
Yeah, I heard that Barcelona fired their lawyers.
Yeah. So the Barcelona lawyers advised him to like that the clause is still feasible, that he could still put it up. And then like I think he's spoken to his advisors as well, and they feel like, well, he has a stand, and no matter what. I mean, Pep was even in Barcelona. Pep is quarantining now. I think he's back at Manchester.
Mm-hmm,
Pep was in Barcelona. So like all these things, he'll have probably looked at it, he'll have spoke to people and be like, can I do it? Is it feasible? And he'll be like, yes. I remember Barcelona already they shit the bag with Neymar, remember? You understand? So I think since that Neymar deal, like people have been looking at Barcelona like, can it happen? You know, understand? Like, can this thing work? Are they really the power house of Spanish football like that? You get? Because look at the Ronaldo issue, it was just quiet. We just said Juventus have put in a bid and boom, it's gone. You understand? 100 million. Boom, everything was quiet. But this one, there's too much drama for practically your best player ever. You understand? So for your question, are Barcelona being childish? Yeah, in a way you could say so. But I mean, if you're going by the books, June has passed.
June has passed. No.
So if he did it in June, you understand? Yeah, you could understand that, yeah, okay. Or he's already put it up. So maybe at the end of the season, if they win the Champions League or not, he's leaving.
Mm-hmm,
so maybe mm-hmm. he was looking like, okay, if we win the Champions League, I don't need to do this. But right now, oh, I'm tired. I want to go. I'm 33. I can still play with Pep. You understand? I can try myself in a new league. You understand? I can still like try and show myself. So everything is just sketchy at the moment. And then...
How do you think? Do you have any idea what's going to happen?
It's very bad. It's very bad for... It's very bad for football. It's very bad for the Spanish La Liga as well. But I don't know. Let's see how it goes, man. You wanted to ask me something.
Yeah, do you feel like... How do you think she's going to end up? Do you feel like Barcelona are going to get their way or Messi is going to get his way? What do you think is going to happen?
It's a very difficult situation because, like, if you listen to... I read in The Athletic that if any... The favor is more with Barcelona now because if Messi actually stops playing and everything, he'll get fined, probably get banned by FIFA as well, like if he forces the move and everything. So we could possibly not see Messi play for 6 months, which is actually bad because we want to see Messi play throughout. So if Messi's even joining, let's say Messi is joining the Premier League now, is joining anybody in Premier League, or let's say Messi's leaving, so he will leave and not play for 6 months. It doesn't make any sense now. Like, this is somebody we want to see week in, week out. Which kind of nonsense is that? We don't want to do that, man. Like, we want to see him. So, like, according to these people, they say, these pundits and these journalists, they say that it's exactly bad for Messi, but Barcelona don't want to let him go as well. So, I think they'll convince him to stay last.
I think that's what's going to happen. And you know, football is a very huge PR game. Population is very important.
Yeah, and then Bartomeu is acting one kind, saying that he should come. And he, if he decides to stay, that he will resign. What's that? Is he trying to save his career as Barcelona chairman or something, or Barcelona president? He's shit bad, man. Nobody likes him anymore. He's part of the reasons why everything is shambled like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The coaches they brought in, this thing. You know, so everything is just... When last did you hear a good player coming out from La Masia? When last did you hear? The last one was Ansu Fati. And Ansu Fati didn't even play for them, so for the La Masia. Came straight from the under-17s.
Yeah.
Straight to the first team. So, man, things need to be sorted out on that team. I don't know. Maybe they should bring up the elections and new people should come in. Well, let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes, man. Yeah, you have anything to say?
Just football is all about, you know, perception and how people view you in public and fans especially. So I feel like ultimately, unless one of the two parties being really stubborn, the most likely conclusion is that Messi plays and then leaves at the end of his contract.
You know,
his contract ends next year. Yes.
You know, in another way, I just feel like it's time. You understand? Like the way when Pep came in, obviously Pep did like some very strange things, like genius things. They let Deco go, let Ronaldinho go. You understand? This one at Koeman as well. I think Koeman should just speak to them and like, you know what? Let's just let him go. You get? You know, let's let him go. We might not get a fee for him. Let's thank him. You know, he's tried for us, won over 34 trophies. You know, like, let's let him.
But
go,
let me tell you, if Messi ends up staying and he plays out the remainder of his contract, yeah. I assure you, it might not end on good terms when he leaves.
Obviously, no.
Because I'm sure he will resent them.
He might not put his all.
And he can also decide not to play that 6 months. I believe that, not say he's petty, but I believe he has that force of attitude to say that, you know what, I'm not going to play.
Okay.
And he'll be fine.
Yeah, let's go to the next topic now. Harry Maguire's arrest. Harry Maguire has been found guilty of repeated bodily harm, attempted bribery, violence against public employees, and insults. What does this thing do to his reputation?
It's very, very bad for him. I don't know. Allegedly, because I mean, all we have is his side of the story. To be honest, he says that someone injected a D-trip drug into his sister, and then he had to go fight. He wasn't sure what was happening because he didn't know whether he was being kidnapped. You know, so many things, and you kind of feel for him at least looking at his face and hearing him tell his story. I'm sure anybody that's in that kind of situation would be like, they would have done the same thing, you know, because you're trying to fight for your life. But then, I don't know, the conspiracy theorist in me wants to believe that, you know, this is something that was brought up to kind of like save face after he actually went and probably acted foolishly in public, you know. So I wish we had some kind of video evidence or something, because he said, she said, or he said,
yeah.
You know, it's my word, basically his word against the police people's words, you know.
Now the thing is, when they were in the police station, the defense, that's Maguire's team, they said they had some evidences, like some video evidences, and then the court said they were not allowed to use it. Another thing that was really, really like dodgy again was, why were there no cameras in the police station or wherever they took them to? You get my point?
Yeah.
What's going on there? Oh, yes, he could have done something bad. He could have caused trouble where he was before they carried him to the police station. But it's scary to me how in a police station.
No
or
cameras.
Wherever they took them to, there were no cameras. So, and then the video evidence that they have of bruises, of them kicking his leg, of them saying his career is over, they didn't let them use it in court.
I think it's very funny that you know, Maguire, I believe that young, because he's not that young, but like, yeah, soccer players in general, man, when they go on holiday, do they travel with an entourage? Do they have security with them?
Yeah,
because I think he did.
Yeah.
Then why was he throwing hands? It's funny, you know, because I feel like your security should handle that. Or maybe he was overcome by emotion. Was he drunk?
That's what I'm saying. Like, in the car, I think it's all what happened in the car, because the car was meant to take them to the hospital. And then I think police stopped them on the road, and then they started diverting them to another place. And then he said that he was scared that for his life. That he thought that they were being kidnapped and everything. And then these police officers were not wearing police uniforms. So yeah, you can understand all these things he's saying. He could be lying, though.
I mean, I'm Nigerian, so like, I've learned not to trust the police. So,
I mean, with all the things that are going on in the world,
you get
our point. So, it's good that they are misdemeanors anyway. So like, it's his first offense, and then everything is sorted. It's probably a heavy fine that he'll get.
Me personally, I feel like it's being blown out of proportion. You know, I think it's just probably misunderstanding and some fighting, and you know, men, I don't want to say men, but like, yeah, men fight. They do that. They do fight. They have some silly fights, man.
You didn't fight?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I just
the action. I know they fight. You don't see me before. Listeners.
The restraints.
Nothing like that, please. I know they fight anybody. Mommy, they beat me. But it's just, good. It's something that I feel like should blow over very easily. And he's apologized, you know, for his behavior. And it should blow over very quickly. I don't like that rival fans, especially Liverpool fans, you know, they're trying to make this seem more than what it's not. It's one incident. He doesn't have any prior incidents of something like this happening. You know, this is the first time that we're hearing of something with Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
To me, he's been a consummate professional. And I think you should let him get back to work, man. Okay, now Chelsea signings, man. How do you feel about that? You know, they've gone into the market with a vengeance. The credit card, no limit, blank check.
What's the owner's name again?
Roman Abrahimovic.
Abraham.
Yes.
Is that it? Abrahimovic.
I'm not sure.
I think because I've not seen him in a while. I forgot to pronounce his name.
Abrahamovic. Yes. Wow.
Abrahamovic is.
Listeners, no vex on that, papi, because I'm.
What do you mean? Are you blaming me?
I knew the correct pronunciation.
Please, who got it right now? Okay. Man, Chelsea Football Club.
Okay, so what do you feel about Lampard? You know, he's being backed by the owners and Marina. They spent, we haven't seen them shell out this kind of money in a while,
If you have been seeing my tweets.
What's happening on Twitter now? Tell us.
My tweets have been saying Lampard must.
I think this is a league winning team.
He must deliver. Like, no more excuse. He must deliver. Blood must flow. Lampard.
They've brought.
Did they hear me?
Yeah.
Blood must flow.
Yeah, you.
You got Timo Werner.
Yeah, because I think you remember Conte and Sarri as well complaining that that the board wasn't, or rather the owner wasn't, spending cash to get, especially Conte.
I think the main thing is they are not getting the players that they want. You understand? He wanted Conte now. He wanted Lukaku. They gave him Morata. You understand? I think there was a centre back he wanted. He didn't get. I think Koulibaly or so. You know, but this one, everybody Lampard has asked for. They are giving him. Havertz was soon signed. Werner came. Ziyech came. We're talking about defense.
What's our left back?
They gave him
Chilwell. Chilwell. They have
Sa is the centre half.
What's our centre half? Yes. They have the baddest of Thiago Silva. That's it, bruh.
Like, you have Lampard. The pressure is on Lampard. So seriously though, I don't think top four should be their target anymore. I think it should be strictly title challenge. Strictly, it shouldn't be top four. It shouldn't be anything. Title challenge. Go far in the Champions League, and then we get to see how good this man really is. And then obviously he's brought in some new players. They've done well. Let's see how he mixes everybody up. Mm-hmm. And we saw some clips of Ziyech over the weekend. Looks like a quality player.
He looks like a quality player. Person where we know. Not allow me knock your eye now. I expect him to win the treble this season.
Chill, if you're chill.
No,
man.
I don't want you. No, don't tell me to chill. And they hustle Thiago for streets.
Man, they got to like three defenders last week.
Ziyech that will play eight for me. I'm not even playing him on the wing. It's eight you will play.
But realistically, quickly before we go on the break.
What I expect for Chelsea this season, they have to challenge. Okay. I think right now, the kind of team that Lampard is managing, this is a super team. I think if he's not able to succeed at Chelsea, I think he's going down. He won't find an appointment at another big club. Okay. He's made the jump very rapidly from Derby County all the way to Chelsea. This is the top. This is the big leagues, man.
And he had a very good season.
Yeah, he's right now. He's on that Pep trajectory, kind of. So it's a make or break for him right now.
Okay, let's see how it goes. Let's go on the break. Go on, chill.
Hey there. Do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page ATE_households or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Okay, we're back. Let's talk about the England squad for the UEFA Nations League opener. A certain man was not called, a certain man linked to our country, Saka. Bukayo Saka.
Pardon my French, but who the fuck is Bukayo Saka?
Bukayo.
Call his name proper. Lua Bukayo Saka. That's my boy.
There's no left back in the squad, and Saka was not called. Okay, I know they've called. There was a late call for me.
For the Junior Lions.
He was called for
the Young Lions.
Young Guns, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. But obviously, look, you could say that Greenwood had a better season, but I feel like if England were going to tie him up, shouldn't you do it now that Nigeria could be lurking?
And African teams, we don't know when they're going to come out to play international fixtures, and I'm sure
November.
November.
Yeah.
That's foul. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to lock down, because you know how the FIFA rules are, if you're going to lock down a player, might as well do it before they call him up for the other. Mm. Unless maybe they've had discussions with the player and they already know what's going on with him.
But so, I mean, the under 21s called him up.
Well, they can still use him while they have him.
Oh, yeah, true.
I guess,
yeah,
I guess, yeah, that, yeah, the manager wouldn't that's mind true having someone, yeah, with his talent. I mean, look at him. Look, see that beautiful pass. Hey, I'm Nigerian first, though. You never okay alone is after, please. I beg you.
All right, the question I have for you now is, could this be like a turning point for him to lean towards the Super Eagles? Could this thing like piss him off, you understand? Because, I mean, with all the work he did last season, at least he deserved the spot with the senior team.
Mm. I believe that with the kind of talent, the talent level that he's at right now, if he has a love for the country, you know, I think he should do it, play for Nigeria.
Yeah.
Nigeria, because not to like diss our country or anything, but I don't know if we have a player right now that's as good as Bukayo, you know. The way he plays, the way he can find passages, you know. Okay. The quality of his final ball.
Yeah.
He could end up being that type of ZX player, you know. Mm. Just because the cross foot passing is amazing.
Yeah.
So, and he's starting to get better on his weaker foot as well. Mm-hmm. And Nigeria just needs to do the right thing, you know, talk to his family, get everything. So, I think he would be a wonderful addition to the Super Eagles. And we can always use good players up front.
If you were his advisor, what would you be telling him?
Well, it's not as if England have any hope of winning any international trophy anytime soon. So there's no difference between them and Nigeria.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, there's even more.
Yeah.
You see now, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mate, Arazan, once come and beat me. Is it Queen Lizzie or who? I don't get. They do not piss me off. Nigeria wins on penalties, I hope you know. Will they win PK now?
Oh my God, it's all good.
When did we win AFCON? Please. It should not vex me.
The next AFCON we should win, though. We all our star boys. And if we get like Saka, Eze, all these people.
Are we bad pass, so?
It's all good. Next story.
Dean Hendo signs a new contract with United. That's a puzzling one, you know. I don't know. Does he still want to be a backup dancer, or is it just United trying to they're trying to secure their assets?
Okay.
Because I don't think he's going back to United to fight for his spot. Because from what I see at the club right now, it looks like, you know, De Gea is still their number one man.
Yeah.
And Romero is very happy being the number two. And you don't upset number two. Like, you don't want to stress anything too much, because your number two needs to add to the team, but also not agitate too much for a starting spot. You know, you have to have that balance. Chill. Just a chill. Like Adrian, chill. You know, good hype man. now they do well, though. Sorry, Rian. You get. So now, what do you think? Do you think he should still go out on loan, or should he fight for his place? That second one is even funny.
It's a very weird situation. First of all, to me, players like Henderson, they should be starting, like, no matter which club they are in or anything, man. But the De Gea situation now is he signed a new contract last season, heavy contract. I think about 300k a week, 5 years. One. Two, okay, you've given Henderson, you have secured Henderson now. I think the good part of this deal is goalkeeping is sorted. You understand?
Yes, for the foreseeable future. Yeah,
right now and foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. You understand? Goalkeeping is sorted for Manchester United. But my point now is, someone like Henderson, you have to continue giving him games no matter what, like, because he's growing. You understand? He's most likely going to be England number one, because jumping Pickford, man, is...
I think we know from experience that two-keeper thing is just not feasible.
Yeah, you're playing one and keeping one, you understand? So maybe Solskjaer is looking at, okay, will this guy coming out, is he going to push De Gea? You understand? Because De Gea made one or two, you know, silly mistakes. He's slipping, you understand? So maybe that's what Solskjaer is looking at, you understand? But if he's doing that, you're kind of like detrimenting this man's development.
You mean it's detrimental?
Yeah.
To his development?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a verb for detrimenting.
Oh, okay. You know, you're the English lad.
Hey,
thank you.
Don't start.
You're the English person. Okay. So it could be detrimental to his development, because I feel someone...
He has to play week in, week out.
Smashing, what, 13 assists, I think, Abby? Sorry, 13 and clean sheets.
Clean sheets, yeah.
First season in Premier League. Okay, they'll say, yeah, he played with the defensive team, whatever. But he was making saves, man. He was making saves. So, man, and he's in the England squad right now. So, man.
So, from the United point of view now, what do you think they are going to do with regards to next season? What do you think? Like, if you were the manager or, like, the board now, what do you think they're going to do with Henderson?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
De Gea will still be number one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to get the cup games, possibly one or two European games. You get maybe when Man United have qualified. That's how it is. But like from like a development side, I feel they should send him out on loan again. You have secured him, given him the 6 years. Okay, whatever. Send him out on loan again. Look for some team in the Premier League or somewhere, man. You understand? Let him.
Oh, you know, it's very telling, I think, yeah, that he signed that contract. So it's clearly he's showing that he wants to play for United,
yeah,
and he sees a window of opportunity to play.
Yeah.
Just waiting for, you know how it is now, you wait for opportunity to get into the team. Okay. So yeah, I mean, he wouldn't have signed a 6 year contract if he didn't feel like, you know, he could be the United number one day.
Okay. You have anything to say? Like this is your space now. If you want to speak to Klopp now.
I have nothing to say to him. I have things to say to JW Henry, to Werner, to Linda as well, whoever I can call. Support my boy. Help him. I understand.
Spend the money.
Are we the only ones that Koro hit? We're not the only ones. Koro hit everybody.
Chelsea now.
No. Leave them. They didn't spend. Look at the other people that did not transfer bans that are spending.
Yeah.
How much is Eze, please?
90 million.
Do we not have 90 million times two?
Oh, you want Eze?
No, we can buy. We have the money.
Okay.
This is a funny one. I think they are at this point now, they are trying to save money now, but now they are doing it in a way that is dangerous to the club's future. And it will be very, very bad if we don't do as well as last season. You know, the naysayers are going to come out, and the fan base right now, we just won the Premier League, won Champions League the year before, and still, you know, there's still a lot of like bad vibes. And just imagine if we now just don't win anything next season.
Back to business.
They didn't spend.
We knew.
Yeah. On the other hand, I want him to trust our young players, but at the same time, he has to find a balance where the young players don't have too much pressure on their shoulders,
yeah,
and they are able to play their football and develop. With the bigger players, you know, taking more of that responsibility, and the young players taking on responsibility in in waves, you know. Maybe like how you had the youngins play that Capital One Cup match against Aston Villa. Maybe now they move on to FA Cup games,
yeah,
do some other things. That's how it is, man.
Okay. It's all good. Me, as an Arsenal fan, please just announce your deals, man. Like, people are stressing us, man. Just announce your deals. I beg, announce your deals. We know saying that they work, but announce your deals, man. Anyway, that's it. Simple. Announce your deal. Yeah. So next episode will be fan talk. Please get, if you want to be on the show, just hit us up, man, on any of our platforms.
Hit me up. Yeah. I'm not a shy guy.
I'm sorry, I speak to him. I'm the shy guy.
He actually is the shy guy.
Speak to you if you understand. Like,
don't worry, we'll work on it.
Add footy on paper. We want, you know, the season is starting very soon. Happy new season, everybody.
Happy new season, guys.
We want your thoughts on your signings. We want your thoughts on where your team will finish.
Yeah.
You know, let's see how it goes, man. Let's. And then, yeah, FPL is back. Almost forgot. If you're back.
I have work to do. I'll take a sabbatical, you know, a la Pep. But
you're going to...
You guys have managed to drag me back in. Yeah, definitely doing a league, man.
When would this thing come out?
The code will be out by the next episode, for sure. Yeah,
we'll sort everything out.
Or rather, the link.
They're going to be prizes or not?
We'll talk about that later in the season. We're still trying to make sure we have nice goodie bags for you guys.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening, putting on paper, and then we'll see you guys next week. Ciao.
Ciao. All right, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's THE Footing on Paper Podcast at yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there, so you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.